The director of the Francis Lehman Loeb Art Center at Vassar College in Poughkeepsie has been on the job around 7 months. I spoke with Barton Thurber about his plans for the museum and its programs, and by way of disclosure, WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau is based at Vassar. Thurber assumed his position as Ann Hendricks Bass Director of the Art Center and Lecturer of Art at Vassar College in August. Thurber succeeds James Mundy, who retired after directing the Art Center for 28 years. Before Vassar, Thurber was Associate Director for Collections and Exhibitions at the Princeton University Art Museum.
Vassar is unique insofar as when it was established, 1861, finally opened up in 1864, they actually had an art gallery that was integral to the curriculum at the time. And if you have an art gallery, you need an art collection. And so one of the founding collections was established through the Hudson River School paintings, contemporary art at the time, and then also a wonderful collection that included British watercolors that were assembled in the mid-19th century in England by Elias Magoon. And I was just over in Europe, and we have a chance to match some of those collections from our founding holdings along with the Soane Museum in London. So that'll come up in October 3rd.
And this was the first art museum on a college campus, is that correct?
As an integral part of it from the very beginning.
So how do you honor that? How do you keep that going in your own way?
Yeah, it's a really good question. Thinking about so many of the traditions, so first of all, just raising awareness of what's already here in front of us. I was just referring to that guide from 1949 where they reference Poughkeepsie and Vassar College. One of the things that they also highlight were the stained glass windows that are in the chapel next door by Tiffany and John Lafarge. And so those have been there since the turn of the last century. And so one of the things that we're in the process of doing now is actually doing a campus art guide that will have 21 stops on it, all available to the public that they can go, whether it's to the chapel here at the Art Center or across the campus as far away as the Alumni House. And so we have descriptions and information about each of the works that have been a part of the campus collection from its earliest history till Jenny Holzer commissioned just a few years ago for 20 benches that are also installed on campus. So it's recognizing both those traditions, those longstanding traditions, and also helping people just to realize all the treasures that are here on campus already.
Speaking of treasures.
Yeah, so one of the things that we're going to be doing now as we look at all these great works of art that reflect much of the Hudson River Valley is also thinking about not just the art historical perspective, but we're having conversations with biologists, we're having conversations with anthropologists, and increasingly, hopefully, with community members as well, to understand the Hudson River Valley not just as an aesthetic response, but also as ecologically, socially, the trade that has gone on, transportation, to think about these works of art as documents that record the different moments in the history of the life of the Hudson River Valley. So we're going to be trying to animate these galleries on a more regular basis with sometimes contemporary responses, commissioning artists also to look at different aspects of the geography of how that landscape has changed over time as well, so that it's not a static image captured in time, but that it's something that resonates with people and visitors today.
Students from 19 different school districts and 6 area colleges have participated in a variety of programs, as have local community organizations. Thurber is expanding programs and creating new ones.
Just to give you one example is we're going to go forward and fund, beginning this summer, 2 new summer internships that are specifically designated for community college students from the surrounding area. So we'll pay them a stipend, we'll pay for their housing, we'll pay for their meal program so that there are no obstacles at all to accessibility to take advantage of an opportunity that Vassar has already established through its Exploring Transfer program for the last 35 years. And again, it's one of those areas where we can build on the success of Vassar College by students who come in from community college, high academic achievers, interested in potentially transferring to a residential four-year college, but want to understand a little bit more about the arts and the operation of the arts behind the scenes. And so we'll, again, designate two of those. We don't have the funding right now for that. There's no separate funding for that. That's something that we're taking from other areas of our operations and dedicating it for, as I said, for probably for the next 2 years. We want to explore this. And I believe it's going to be highly successful as part of the engagement that Vassar College is increasingly looking at to the surrounding communities and region. And this will be an opportunity, I believe, easily that we'll be able to support.
And planning for new programs will emerge in another way.
This envisioning is actually going to take a formal process for envisioning. Beginning in March, actually, we're launching a new strategic planning process.
The Art Center, which is free to the public, welcomed 25,000 visitors last year. Thurber says there are programs with various schools, and he'd like to expand such collaborations.
Trying to look at the potential. Right now, it's just an idea. But if we can find the funding to be able to support Title I schools for bringing them here, that will pay for the buses, and that will also then, of course, pay for the lunches that we're required to give to the school children. That right now we're estimating at about $900 per bus load of school children. So you start doing the math, and you really need to start building up the resources. But again, it's something that we see ourselves as a resource for the surrounding region, and very important to enhance.
Less than 2% of the museum's collection is on view at any one time. Exhibits change about every 3 months. He looks to collaborate with Poughkeepsie arts organizations as well.
And it may not be putting works of art of ours on view in downtown Poughkeepsie, but are there ways in which we can partner with them that there's an activity that's going on downtown that we can build on in some fashion? Working with specific artists or groups of artists, and how we can support the arts education, beginning with the schools, and expanding that to potentially even the new hospital, if there are some ways of doing that as well. My biggest regret so far is that I have not had a chance really to explore the area. I'm still learning the job, but I know I arrived too late to head up to Olana, for example. The season had already passed. But my wife and I are just really looking forward to exploring the area and really looking for the opportunities that we can work with different partners in this area. So haven't yet been even over to the Dorsky Museum at SUNY U-Paltz. So there's much still to explore.
And to explore within the walls of the Loeb Art Center, visit WAMC.org for a walk among Thurber's favorite pieces currently on display. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn at Vassar College in Poughkeepsie.